Today is May 13th, 2007, 7 p.m. I am the interviewer, and my name is Lauren Jude Vincent. What is your full name?
Staff Sergeant Miguel Cecina.
Were you in the war, or were you in armed conflict?
No, I have not been at the war, but I have been mobilized on the Homeland Defense mission.
What wars have you served in?
I'm currently serving during the present war, and I've served in the first Desert Storm.
What was your rank in the war?
My rank during the conflicts was the first one, Desert Storm, was sergeant, and currently staff sergeant.
How many years have you served?
I've served a total of 23 years.
What is your age now, and what was your age during the first conflict?
I am 39 years old, and I was 24 years old during the first Desert Storm.
What branch of service are you in or were you in?
I am in the California Army National Guard.
Were your family and friends supportive of your involvement?
Yes, my family is being fully supportive of all my involvement during and currently in this war, and my friends totally do believe in my cause.
If you were actually deployed into a combat zone, what would your duties be?
If I was deployed in a combat zone, I believe my duties would be that of a squad leader, or, which I currently do sometimes now, a platoon leader. Or maybe in working in operations.
Did you or anyone you know experience any injuries?
I have not experienced any injuries, but I do know of several soldiers that have. One being a close friend of mine who happened to be on a convoy security mission. His Humvee went over an IED, caused his IED to split in half, where he received a laceration in the forehead, where he had to have plastic surgery done to repair his and close an opening of about 5-inch opening on his forehead, and also he's had his right leg totally reconstructed, where it shattered his tibia, and his femur was totally fractured, and his kneecap was totally rebuilt. Well, I've also had another friend who was hit by a sniper while patrolling in downtown Baghdad, and he's now currently. They were able to dislodge the bullet that was entered the back portion of his head, and he is alive. He does have motor function, and he's going through therapy now to help get his life back and his way of being back to normal.
Has this affected you in any way?
Yes, it has, because it makes you now take your job more serious and to learn it and be able to properly train it to other younger soldiers so that situations like this or injuries could be avoidable, or if you happen to know that no matter what, all the training you do, make sure that we won't run into situations like that where soldiers get injured, or knowing to accept that injuries or fatality does occur.
Were you in combat?
No, I have not been in a combat zone, but I have been deployed in areas that are called hostile environment.
Have you lost any friends or family members that were killed in action?
Yes, I've lost a close friend. His name was Sergeant Navarro. He was killed in action in Baghdad in the year 2 years ago. He was hit by a sniper at a checkpoint.
Were you a prisoner of war?
No, I'm not. I have never been a prisoner of war, and I do not know of anyone or have heard of anybody being a prisoner of war in my unit.
Did the war change your life in any way? If so, how?
Yes, it has. It's changed my way. It's changed my life drastically with my family, because at any moment I could get deployed. I'm always on standby. And not only that, but I always happen to see younger soldiers that I trained constantly. You work with them, as soon as they come in, straight out of basic training, they last no more than about maybe 2, 3, 4 months with us. We train them and we try to teach them as much as you can, because you know they're going to get deployed and happen to go into Iraq or Afghanistan, and you just see it. They really don't know what they're really getting into, and you hear of all the stories going on over there, how these kids, young kids, are going in there and they really don't know what's going on. And it's not until you actually train them and drill them and drill them and over do you happen to see how, when they do get called up and I have to tell them that they're going to deploy to Iraq, that it changes them. And just seeing how their life changes also has effect on you, because they're going, not you.
What about like your personal emotions? Like, do you feel any different towards anything because of your experiences?
I've changed a little bit, because I tend not to let other people who don't have anybody. I believe no one should voice their opinion unless they have someone that's been there or is currently going to go there or something. I've always run into different people that always want to voice their opinion how we shouldn't be there. And I tend to get a little bit upset about it. And not that I get hostile in there or anything, but you could say I get emotional about it, saying that you have no right to voice your opinion if you don't know what it's going on through it. This war, or the past wars, or any of these wars, have causes friction between you and your loved ones, your children, your wife, because at any moment you're going to leave and you don't know what's going to happen. If you're going to come back, if everything's going to be okay, are things going to change between you and your kids? You remember them a certain way, you, your kids, and your wife. And when you go away, you don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen to their lives? What's really going on? And if you come back, are you going to be that same person? So yes, it has caused a lot of a little impact. Seeing that I'm always on standby, that I might deploy, I don't deploy, when the next mission's coming up or not. Luckily, I have my wife and my children are very supportive. My children still don't really, they understand that that's my job, that's my full-time job, and they back me up. But deep inside, I do see that it causes pain in them, and that causes pain for me when I see them being unhappy. Same thing for my wife. She's like very supportive. She doesn't let me see, but I do know deep inside that it really hurts her that I go away for long times. But it's my job, and I try to like tell her, oh, don't worry about it. But knowing that, even though I assure her that everything's gonna be okay, nothing's gonna happen, there's always that little doubt, and that's what causes a lot of pain, seeing her with doubt.
What were your views of the war, and did they change your experience in the war?
My views toward the war, I believe that no matter what, it is right to be over there. Both times that we've gone over there, I see that I think we've helped somebody overcome something, you know, a dictatorship that should have been taken away along the first time, not now this time, and which we actually succeeded. And what was the second question? And the change, my experience in the war, was that now we make sure we constantly have to change our approaches, our tactics, because they're getting more creative. The IEDs are now changing. There was no weapons of mass destruction, and there was no chemicals used, but now they're beginning to use chemicals. They're using a chlorine gas, they're using these creative little devices. So our tactics have changed now from being total squad infantry level to more down to looking into other devices, the creativity they use in making these IEDs and everything. So we have changed our whole aspect and function of the war to help combat these, and that we have to be more constantly teaching these young soldiers. And that's how it's my experience of the wars, and that I get more at the personal level and trying to make sure these young kids really understand what we're training for.
Do you think the war made a difference in the country or even the world?
Yes, I do believe the war did make a difference. We've helped this country, Iraq, to where now they have more, they're more liberal. I think they're going to eventually become a form of democratic where they'll have more freedom, their voice, their opinion. In our country, it united us at first when we were brought down by after the Twin Towers coming down. And now that the war's dragged on a while, there is a separation. A lot of us, people believe in us, but they don't believe in our cause. And sometimes that really hurts. As for the world, yes, there's always mixed emotions in the world. I think a lot of people don't think that we just want to go over there and take over, but we don't. And that's why I think the war has made a difference, that our we have allies. France didn't come and wasn't very adamant about helping out with the war, and we've always been there for them. That's my opinion, that we've always helped them, and yet this time they didn't want to help us. And the war did make there was a big difference. This war did make a big difference in the world.
In Desert Storm,
everybody, we made a huge difference. We just didn't we went over and liberated Kuwait, and the people in Kuwait really loved it. We got a little bit more. We set up bases in Saudi Arabia, and you saw that. And at that time, the country was very, very glad and happy, and they thought it showed us that they did believe in our military, that we do have this military might. And in the world, everybody saw it. We destroyed one of the third largest military force, and everybody saw that our technology is, and our training of our soldiers is one of the best. So we at that time, and even now, even with this war, they know that our training is real good. So they do believe in our army. They do know that that the U.S. military has a strong might, that to start something with us means that it's going to be a long haul against them.
Did you have a difficult time adjusting to civilian life?
Yes and no. I'm still in the military. I'm a full-time Army reservist. So it is hard because during the day, it's military, so everything's barking out orders, making sure everything is dressed right, according to, being very by the rules and everything. And at night, when I go home, I gotta remember to stop thinking that my home is the military. I can't bark orders out. I have to show feelings. I gotta be able to, relax a little bit. And not everything is run a real tight ship, that everything has to be a certain way. Because my family isn't in the military. My wife and my kids aren't in the military. So I can't treat them like they're soldiers.
How did you cope with life in the military?
I've learned to, during the day, I do my job, I train soldiers, I make sure I do it to the best of my knowledge, and be able to teach these younger ones also what I've learned in my experiences, so they could teach others. And I've been able to cope with it pretty good, because I know how to win that. When I go home, I go ahead and stop and relax, and not worry about dealing with my personal problems or my work while at home. I think that's about right.
Would you do it again years later, in retrospect, with your wisdom and maturity now? Would you still have enlisted and participated in the war?
Yes, I would do it again. I'm a firm believer of everything. Even in later on in life, I would gladly start all over again, and because it was fun, and it's something that I enjoyed, I liked. It's helped me mature. It's been a great experience that not anybody could say they've done what I've done, or paid visits to countries, or seen stuff in other countries that I've seen. I would gladly do it, and if it was another war, yes, I would be there. I believe in our cause. I believe in our president. I just believe in our beliefs.
Do you think the war could have been resolved without armed conflict?
No, I do believe that we had to go in there and remove Saddam Hussein from his office. We didn't do it during Desert Storm. We were very close, but there was a ceasefire, and we thought everything would be okay. And for 9 more years or 10 years later, he was still in office, still doing what he's done, violating everything and all that stuff. And yes, I do believe that we had to go in and remove him from office, and we did it. But the war is still lasting, and he's not in office. But there is another government, and people are just not right now accepting change. But eventually, you'll see it. Yes, I did. I do believe that the U.S. had to go in there and resolve the situation with armed conflict.
Do you know how living conditions were like during Desert Storm?
Yes, I remember. It was very hot. Mail was always like 6 months behind, and you would wait for packages from receiving from home. You wore your body armor constantly. It was just adjusting to the heat. It was a barren wasteland. There was really nothing you could see, but all you saw was sand, and it was extremely, extremely hot. Now during this conflict, I haven't been there, but I've heard stories from some of our soldiers that have come back from the unit where that at first, again, water, not taking showers for at least the first three to 4 weeks, and then just, you know, little by little stuff started tricking in now. And as soldiers, as the war's gone on over the year, about 2 years now, other soldiers that have just come back tell you, yeah, there's certain bases that have movie theaters, they have Taco Bell, they have recreation rooms, they have, so they're trying to make it to seem like it's a regular living environment. Yes, it's in another country and there is hostilities going on, but they're trying to make it more suitable so that everybody could not realize that they're in such a hostile environment. There's internet. There's, like I said, there's just about everything there you can imagine. Movie theaters, internet, telephones.
This will conclude my interview. Is there anything else you would like to say about your experience?
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to express my views and to give some insight on my experiences in during Desert Storm and currently now. I hope I was able to answer some questions on how things are over there or what might happen over there. Okay. I hope that should take that.